Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, Willie Donick here with you. We say hello to Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee, who is on the line with us after the off week. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. How did you spend the first off week of the season for your team? I know Alabama was a tough one, but what did you and your staff discuss and your team discuss and do during the off week?
Well, we quickly usually we have Sunday off, but Sunday we came in after the game and really kind of dove into the learning and put that one behind us. That's important. I mean, it was painful and something that we obviously were very disappointed, but you know, we got to keep our focus on the mission and that, you know, those experiences are hard, but they're part of our journey, and you know, we need to learn from them and grow from them, but also not let them snowball and not let them kind of penetrate that belief and that vision that we have that defines us. So we did that Sunday, and then Monday, the coaches headed out on the road. I was in Memphis to speak with the Memphis Touchdown Club, and then I was in Austin and then Dallas on Tuesday. We were out recruiting. The players were here training. We came back together on Wednesday had a great practice. Wednesday afternoon, I went with Candace and Stack and Corbs and some others, and we had a little event in Houston, which was cool. We got to go to the Astros game, and it was time well spent. Thursday and Friday mornings, more practice, and then the guys got Saturday and Sunday off. So our freshmen that stayed in town came out to the house on Saturday. We hung out, had a good time just watching some football and relaxing, and that was it. That was the weekend. Back at it here on Monday.
As you continue to you know, build on things and look at your team, you know, we've talked to you a lot about AJ Swan taking over at quarterback. As you know, I feel like I'll probably ask you this every week, but what are you seeing week to week, whether it's in the game or on the practice field, as he develops as a passer?
Well, time and space were at a premium against Alabama, and I think, you know, there's both design elements that we can improve upon and then also just execution elements. But I do think that he, you know, when we got in rhythm, he had chemistry with Will Shepard, which was good to see. And they were able to, you know, connect on some one-on-one balls that at times even were double covered. And I think that's going to bode well for us moving forward. You know, he doesn't get rattled by environment. It doesn't get rattled by situation. You know, we need to play better offensively. We need to play better as a team, but we will. You know, we have you know, trust and confidence in our group. Obviously, you know, we ran up against a good team and didn't have our best effort in Tuscaloosa, but every time AJ's out there and he's taking a snap, you know, he's learning, he's growing, and you know, we have a lot of belief in both his ability now, but also his potential as he grows.
We talk with Vanderbilt's head football coach, Clark Lee. Now, Coach, during the bye week, headed into the bye week, you know, from my experience, you try to go in and, one, you try to get guys healthy. That's the most important, getting guys that were probably dinged and nicked up, getting them healthy for the next following game. But then trying to, depending on how your season going, even if it's great, you're trying to figure out, okay, how can we improve as a team? What are some things that we do good? What are some things that we can improve on? Or what are some things that we just need to throw out? With all that being said, are there things that you look at your team and say, okay, this is what we're great at. This is some things we need to improve. And this, at this point in time, we need to sort of take it out and stick with what we got now.
Well, certainly. You know, to your first point, you know, the bye week was absolutely about getting rejuvenated, and we were able to do that. And so, you know, a portion of that practice is spent with kind of guys that haven't played as many reps, getting reps, where the guys that have played a lot and have higher load numbers, you know, are just more straight line conditioning. You know, I'm excited to going into this weekend to have, you know, access to more of our roster. You know, it's exciting to see guys like Quincy Skinner back, and you know, the opportunity to see, you know, our offensive line, you know, closer to full strength, and getting some defensive line depth back with Braden Babbs practicing this week. So, you know, there's a lot that came out of that bye week that's positive for us. As far as just addressing, you know, kind of the learning from the season to this point, you know, like the first thing I think about on defense is like our perimeter play, and specifically at the corner position. You know, we have good players out there that need to just ingrain in a process, you know, that both eye progression, fundamental technical process, that, you know, will allow them to take space earlier in the down. You know this, but I mean, look, there's nothing better than catching a stop route or receiver and being able to turn up and get vertical. You know, we need to be able to close that space while the ball travels and make a physical tackle, because it doesn't matter to me if it's first and 10, second and 4, you know, defensively, if the offense is on schedule. If we've squared that route up, eventually they'll grow tired of throwing it. We've just allowed too many plays to bleed out, and so really dialing into the fundamental techniques, the eye progression that allow for us to take that space, and you know, in this case, less is more. So it's not about becoming more complex. It's about really honing in on the things that matter the most, and doing those things well. Offensively, you know, it's about, you know, how do we continue to create and generate space? You know, using formations, using shifts and motions, using our personnel to their strengths. You know, and again, I think there's room for us to grow in that respect. And so we've taken time on that. The other thing too, just to point out, is when you're playing a lot of young players, we can't afford to sit back and let development happen. You know, we have to have a developmental focus every day. And so we've shifted some practice elements around, with the idea that, you know, changing our process in practice will help us grow our team a little more in practice, a little more good on good work, you know, a little more in terms of just individual time early. And all that will benefit us as we move forward, and you know, in hopes that we're hitting, you know, our stride as we reach the kind of the teeth of our season.
Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee is on the line with us. And coach, I was watching the Alabama game, and I was curious just to see. I know as a coach, you know, there's a point in time in the game where you're not going to win the game, but I'm sure you're really watching closely to see who's competing, what you can learn about some of your players as the game goes along, no matter what the score is, really. So what did you think you learned about your team as you watched that up against, you know, where the bar is set so high?
Well, we certainly, from a competitive mindset standpoint, didn't flinch. It wasn't the environment that hampered our performance. I felt like there was a focus. The movement on the field was intentional. You know, we have to win one-on-ones in pass rush. We have to shorten downs. We have to create space offensively. And, you know, there's a fourth and one snap. There's a third down snap early where, you know, a blitzing linebacker penetrates the backfield, and, you know, we got to slip the combination, you know, a split second sooner, because that allows us to pick up that pressure and, again, get the necessary yards to gain to get the first down. The fourth and one snap there in the second quarter, where, you know, that's a play we're going to convert. And so it's finding the inches in those moments to keep the ball in play offensively, to sustain drives. And there's a benefit, obviously, to the offense as we finish drives with points, but there's also a benefit to the defense as you limit exposure. So I never felt like the stage was too big. I never felt like there was a lack of competitive fight or fire. And I really want to move beyond that as a conversation point, because this team, since about midway through last season, this program has demonstrated a fight and a willingness to stay in the fight. You know, our focus now is on, you know, how we execute our strategies better, how we design our strategies better as a coaching staff to put ourselves in the best position to win games. And that's where our minds are. We're not celebrating the fact that we keep competing for four quarters. I was disappointed by the last score because that should never end up in the end zone. But those are tackling fundamentals. That's not a lack of effort. That's a lack of finishing a tackle. And those are things that we can improve upon.
Coach, we may have made history with you because Willie just asked you that question from the Czech Republic. So as he's there.
Oh my God! I was wondering that. How do I get to the Czech Republic? That's the next question.
Willie, help him out.
Is that where this Landshark bar at the Margaritaville is? I was like, where is this place, and why have I not been there yet? That sounds like an incredible spot. Maybe I'll visit in retirement.
Yeah, I am just about to explore it myself here because we just arrived. But we did see from the airport, we saw a McDonald's, a KFC, and a Starbucks. So they do have some of the chains so far. I'm hoping to explore some more local stuff here before it's all over.
Give me a report on the local stuff because eventually I'm going to be heading over that way, and my wife and I will need some good spots, Willie. So
okay, you got it. You got it.
Coach,
full report coming.
Thanks, as always, for the time, and best of luck this weekend against Ole Miss.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all take care. Mm-hmm.
That is Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach, joining us here on the show. Coming up next, I saw something last night that made me laugh a little bit, and I will tell you what that is. Coming up next, Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.